Minnesota Governor Tim Walz weighs the elimination of state-funded subsidies for private schools dating back to 1969. They help cover transportation costs for private school students. In the 1970s, the program expanded to include funding for textbooks, school nurses, and counselors. Several private schools are planning to rally at the Capitol Rotunda, calling on lawmakers to preserve the financial support. Walz is looking to make cuts as the state is facing a projected $6 billion budget shortfall. I'm joined by Hillcrest Lutheran Academy Head of School Jeff Isaac. Jeff, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
For those of you who don't know, the Hillcrest Lutheran Academy is in Fergus Falls. What could happen to your school if money that's proposed to be cut is in fact cut?
You know, Austin, one of the things that has been such a help and a blessing to us is, you know, part of the monies that the state provides us with guidance, counseling, guidance services. And we've really benefited from that. And so I think that's one of the things that we would really have to take a hard look at, and that probably would create really an impact on our budget, is having to then fund that position. That would definitely be, I would say, one of the main things for us. Being in a small community, transportation is somewhat of an issue. And that's going to be something, too, that we'll have to overcome, because we service a number of kids that live outside of town in the farm community. So those are going to have to be things that we're going to have to take a hard look at.
How difficult would it be to provide a quality education for your students if this funding is cut?
That's a good question, Austin. You know, I would say that our education here at Hillcrest, we're a Christian classical school. The education itself wouldn't be impacted. It's going to be the things that that enable us to do that, the support that we're given through the purchase of some of the textbooks that we have. We are able to use state monies. Like I said, guidance services are something that's really important. When you're dealing with students, of course, you're dealing with a long-term effect of education. In our case, kind of how you disciple a student. And so our guidance counselor provides a lot of help in guiding students all the way through the process. So that's probably going to be the biggest impact.
Will Hillcrest Lutheran have to increase tuition if this funding is cut?
We've not crossed that bridge yet, necessarily, as far as what we would look at. We would most definitely be looking to not have to increase our tuition. That's already a cost, an extra cost to our parents. But again, we'd have to take a hard look at our budget overall. And once this comes, if it comes to fruition, then of course we'll have to cross those bridges and be prepared at that time.
Have you been in contact with legislators or the governor about this proposal? If so, what have they told you?
Austin, we haven't been in direct contact with them. We have been in contact with other school organizations that are doing the good work of lobbying and bringing these concerns to the governor's office, but we haven't directly been in contact with them.
What would you say to legislators who believe in the separation of church and state and believe religious schools shouldn't get taxpayer funding?
Well, that's a really interesting and a big discussion, I would say, because from my perspective, and part of the reason that I'm in Christian education, is the belief that all education is teaching a worldview. So regardless of whether you're in a public school or a private school, you're going to be receiving a faith perspective of whether or not, and in our case, whether or not God is irrelevant or not, right? Public school says they hold at least the Christian version of that out of public school. Private schools, there's a freedom of religion in that. So That's what I would say.
Is there anything I didn't bring up that you'd like to mention, how this possible funding could impact your school, or if people should reach out to their legislators or the governor, anything like that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think, it's not a direct impact necessarily in this regard on us, but just as a Minnesotan, you know, one of the things that we've really prided ourselves on is this inclusive nature. And one of the things has been support for private and public schools. And I'm sure you're aware of the cost savings that private schools actually provide the state by educating all these different students. And in the case of transportation, I would say if the transportation gets pulled, the funding for that, well, then if the kids turn around and go to public school, who's paying for that funding for them to be transported anyway. So there's things of that nature that I think as a Minnesotan that I would want to just encourage people that this probably isn't a good idea for Minnesota.
That sparked one more question I have for you. So during his campaigns, Governor Tim Walz has talked about a one Minnesota. Do you think that this policy, possibly cutting this funding, is against that one Minnesota philosophy?
It seems inconsistent. If the intention of saying one Minnesota means what everybody would think, we're unified and one, that would be, I think, definitely be incongruent with what this whole decision-making and this policy is, the direction it's heading. If it's the intention is to say, we're going to have a one way and this is the way to go, that's different.
Hillcrest Lutheran Academy Head of School Jeff Isaac, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Austin.